And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're so excited to be joined today on this week's broadcast for this segment, HBCU All-Stars, Dr. Leon G. White, Whitney Johnson, and Simone Jordan. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, gosh, we just wrapped up not too many weeks ago the annual White House HBCU annual conference. What a great time was had by all. What I found very interesting this year was that the number of students that were there at the conference, wow, we had like 83 brand new HBCU All-Stars. You guys were part of that, the whole movement on last year, 2014-2015. Dr. Leon G. White, you are a graduate of North Carolina A&T University. You have a bachelor's degree and doctoral degree in mechanical engineering. Currently, you're with Northrop Grumman Electronic Systems there in Maryland. Wow, man. Great to have you on with us. Whitney Johnson, a native of Surrey County, Virginia. You are a graduate of Hampton University, a bachelor's degree in public relations and a minor in leadership studies. We're excited that you're with us. You're an HBCU All-Star. Simone Jordan, Bowie State graduate, HBCU All-Star 2014-2015. You're currently in your second year at the NIH and presently a Cancer Research Training Award Fellow. And guys, listen, welcome to the show, guys. I'm happy to have all of you here. Take some time, if you would. We're going to start with you, Dr. White. Take some time to kind of talk to folk about exactly what the White House HBCU All-Star program is all about and some of the criteria that's in place to, in terms of selection.
Oh, sure. So first off, the White House initiative on HBCU, it works to promote HBCU excellence, sustainability, and innovation. And so it recognizes students on the graduate level, undergraduate level, and even professional students for their accomplishments in essentially three categories. So civic engagement, leadership, and scholarship. And so the All-Star program was started last year to really focus on those students in those three key areas, in scholarship, leadership, and civic engagement. Last year, 75 students were selected, and this year, 83 students were selected. So we're really rapidly growing this All-Star program annually.
Mm-hmm.
And so the White House Initiative on HBCUs provides outreach opportunities and communications to fellow students on our campuses about the talk about the value of education. And it's also used as a network source. So it's really a great, great program that's getting started under.
That is so awesome. I'd love to hear your take, Whitney Johnson. Again, you are a graduate of Hampton University, a bachelor's degree in public relations and a minor in leadership studies. You're currently a client staff assistant at a global PR firm known as Burson Marsteller. I'm based in New York City. Again, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Tell us, in your own words, what is it like being recognized, first of all, as an HBCU Nation All-Star and back in 2014? And what does that mean to you now, and what was it like then?
Well, it's definitely an honor to be recognized as an HBCU All-Star. For me, it was just simply being in the position to promote HBCUs and make sure that people understand the value of an HBCU degree. And now I just use that to my advantage. I'm currently an employee at Burson Marsteller, which is a global PR firm. And I make sure that I promote HBCUs as a whole. I am from a graduate from Hampton University, but I represent all HBCUs. So just transitioning into the thought of, wow, I'm on campus, encouraging my peers to really go out and improve the value of HBCUs, and I'm in the position now of doing so. So it's definitely an honor. I do not take it lightly. And like I said, I believe this program is definitely going to grow, and people are going to look at the White House Initiative on HBCUs to really produce great HBCU leaders and graduates.
Wow, that's awesome. Simone Jordan, Boise State graduate, 2014-2015 class of HBCU All-Stars. You're currently in your second year at NIH and presently a Cancer Research Training Award Fellow. Just wrapped up a fellowship at NIH Academy. You also are serving as the Center for Cancer Research Fellows and Young Investigators Post-Bachelorette Subcommittee Chair. I understand that once you wrap your time up there at NIH, you hope to go on to biomedical research projects and become a doctor and help eliminate ethnic and racial health disparities. Wow. Becoming an HBCU All-Star. What was it like for you and where to from here?
So I'm just going to basically agree with a lot of things that Whitney and Leon both said. I think, one, it is an amazing honor. And also, I think that we've been given a platform that allows us to do so many great things. And just to have an opportunity to network and communicate with some of the leaders from different historically Black colleges and universities, I think that that's something powerful. And I think that it gives all of us a platform to just get to know each other and to honestly to do great things. So from my perspective, I think that this has given me a chance to not only work on myself as a leader, but to also see some of the great things that other students are doing, and definitely able to stay in touch with these people and definitely build connections and contacts, which would be essential for the future and especially for each individual success. So I think that that's pretty much the most amazing thing that we can do with HBCU All-Stars is keep in contact with each other and show people that HBCUs are definitely making great leaders for the future. And I think that that's something essential for people to know and to understand.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show. And I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we just wrapped up here recently the annual White House HBCU Conference Week. And a lot of buzz at the conference. And one of the most exciting things about the conference this year was the number of HBCU students there attending. And we're blessed to have with us joining us for this segment some of the HBCU All-Stars that were there at the conference this year. Dr. Leon G. White is a graduate of A&T University and has a bachelor's degree and doctorate degree in mechanical engineering. He is currently at Northrop Grumman Electronic Systems there in Maryland. Simone Jordan, she's a Boise State University graduate. Currently, she's at NIH. And she also serves as the Center for Cancer Research Fellows and Young Investigators Postbaccalaureate Subcommittee Chair. And Whitney Johnson, she's native of Surrey County, Virginia. She's a Hampton University graduate, earned a degree in a bachelor's degree in public relations and a minor in leadership studies. Whitney currently works as a client staff assistant at a global PR firm known as Burson Mosteller and is based in the New York office. Again, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Back to you, Dr. White. Give me an idea a little bit about your background and how it came to be that I found yourself there as a student at North Carolina A&T. Take me back, if you will, for a minute, back to the yard and what it was like for you coming along and what kind of led to your decision that you chose to attend North Carolina A&T State University.
Oh, sure. Back about 10 years ago when I was applying for colleges, I had my number one school choice is actually Georgia Tech. And I wanted to go there really bad, but then I did a college tour, and it was an HBCU college tour, and we went to North Carolina A&T State University, and from the moment I stepped foot on that campus, I knew that's where I needed to be. Felt at home there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talking to some of the faculty and students there, before I was even admitted, it was kind of like, wow, this is a great institution. I got to tour the college engineering and talk to some of the faculty, and I really just felt welcome and like I was at home away from home there. So that's what kind of lured me to North Carolina A&T.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's time for me to graduate undergrad. And one of my advisors and a lot of professors said, you know, what do you think about getting your PhD? And so I love the school so much, I just ended up going back there. Of course, I was offered a fellowship with the Title III fellowship to help pay for my graduate studies. But you know, if I love the school so much, I love doing research there. I love the people there, the campus, everything. I just loved about that school, so that's why I ended up staying.
That's wonderful because actually you ended up serving as the president of the Engineering Research Center for revolutionizing the metallic biomaterials student leadership council and why in with the Title III fellowship thing. That's wonderful, man. Congrats on that, Dr. White.
Yeah, that was a great experience for me growing up as a young leader. So I was started graduate school at 21 years old, and the research center had students from all over the world, actually. I know we talk about HBCU, but it was students in my research center from you name it. It was from China, we had it from Africa, India, Ukraine, and I was responsible for leading them in some of the initiatives that we had to giving back to the community, outreach, STEM education, and so. It was a great opportunity for me as a young leader to grow at that university.
Simone Jordan, Bowie State University graduate, 2014, 2015, HBCU White House All-Star. You're in your second year there at the National Institutes of Health, working towards cancer research. And take some time, if we'll just again elaborate on the kind of work that you're doing, the kind of research you're doing there, and why is it that the work that you're doing is making such a difference? Well, I should say, why is it so significant?
So I think that's actually a great question. So my lab, it's a health disparities lab, which basically looks at differences between health, and it tries to figure out why certain things are happening. For example, why African Americans are have a higher mortality from breast cancer, but white women are diagnosed with it more. So that's kind of the thing that we look at. Like I said, I'm in a health disparities-based lab, and we focus on, my project is focused on African American males, which of course I think is very important. And what I do is we look at certain products that are formed from heating foods up at high temperatures, for example, grilling and other things like frying food, and we try to see if those specific things could be linked to different types of cancers. And if African Americans have a higher rate of cancer as a result of those foods. And I think this is very important because it'll enable us to do better when it comes to dieting and hopefully exercise and things of that sort. As you know, I would like to be a physician, so I think that this is really important work when it comes to lowering the rate of African Americans with with preventable diseases like diabetes and high cholesterol and things of that sort. So I think it's very important in that aspect of it's focused on African American males, and it could potentially contribute to a large cause for why African American males have higher rates of prostate cancer.
Very interesting, Simone. Whitney Johnson, you were recognized as one of three students to be awarded the President's Cup by Hampton University President Dr. William R. Harvey, and crowned the first ever Miss Black Hampton Roads, Virginia earlier this year. Wow, you're having a great year. So what's in store? What's going on, with you and for you? Why Hampton? How did you get involved? What was involved in that whole process of deciding to choose Hampton University?
Right. Well, my story is similar to Leon's. I have a twin sister, and we were athletes all through high school. And we, our first choice was to get an athletic scholarship. But when things didn't work out, we chose the academic route. We graduated as co-valedictorians of our high school class. So that was a more suggested route from my parents. And we visited schools. And we didn't really think about going to an HBCU. We definitely considered it, and we went to high school day at Hampton, and we just fell in love. The atmosphere was great. It was definitely family oriented. And then we developed a relationship with the faculty even before we became students at Hampton. And I'm like you said, I'm from Surrey County, and Hampton is about an hour and 15 away from home, so it was close enough. But it was far enough to where my mom or anyone didn't, pop up every day. So we really, really fell in love. And plus, we got a scholarship to go there. So that made things even better. And overall, we feel like we made a great choice. And I'm very proud to be a Hampton University alum.
That is so wonderful, Mrs. Simone. I'm sorry. I said, oh, I didn't get Simone the chance to give us the story with you in Boise State, how it came to be there, you and your family. You guys chose to go to Boise State.
I actually, Whitney and Leon, I went on a college tour, and my choice was solidified due to a volleyball scholarship. So I had an opportunity to go there and play volleyball for 4 years, winning a few awards, which is definitely great. Mm-hmm. But I think that the reason that I went to Bowie was, one, because it was an HBCU, and I had heard a lot about HBCUs and a lot of good things about them. So I wanted to be a part of that atmosphere, and also because it was in my home state of Maryland. So I felt like it was, just like Whitney, close enough but also far enough. And I really was sold on the volleyball team and the volleyball program, and that's how I ended up there versus other campuses. And when I went on the campus tour, a lot of people were just like they said, very friendly and very open. And that's really how I made my choice, based upon the atmosphere and the great vibes and the great people that I met when I was touring the campus.
That is so awesome. Whitney Houston, Hampton University, Simone Jordan, Bowie State University, Dr. Leon G. White, Northern A&T University, all White House HBCU All-Stars. Hey, guys, it was great hanging out with you, sharing, you know, talking about your experiences as HBCU All-Stars. Thanks a lot. Major congrats to you and appreciate all that you're doing, and we wish you the very best. Thanks again for being on the radio show today with us. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. God bless. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.